Hey, everybody. Happy Monday. Every Monday, I take your questions, Ask Me Anything episode that you guys have emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Should you get the vaccine if you might get fired? What should you do if all of a sudden you are faced with this question of mandatory vaccinations? I take that question head on. I also talk about Mayor Lori Lightfoot. I talk about what's happening with the military, and I ask a very provocative question. Thought crime. Is diversity our strength? That and so much more, brought to you by those of you that support us at charliekirk.com/support. I'm going to thank Steve from North Dakota, Justin from Missouri, Joshua from Indiana, and finally, Brian from New Mexico. Those of you that support us at charliekirk.com/support generously help us reach millions of young people every single month. Thank you for getting behind us and supporting us. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, and if you are a high school or college student, you have to do it today, or maybe you have a high school or college student in your life, get them involved at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Look, now more than ever, it's important to support companies that are brave enough to stand up for the values we need to be fighting for. It takes a lot of guts in the midst of cancel culture to risk your business. One company keeps coming forward with meaningful messaging in support of core American values, and that's Eggard. It's Eggard Watches. You need to go check out their story. They made a powerful video humanizing police during the defund movement. Oh, and by the way, they design unbelievably beautiful and affordable watches from Switzerland. They're gorgeous. I love Switzerland. It's one of the companies I'm so happy to promote in our program. If you aren't currently looking for a watch or accessories, then still go to their site and watch the short conservative films. The CEO, Elon, was awarded the Fox Patriot Courage Award specifically to celebrate his very public effort to show support for American police officers. Elon gave us a great discount of 15% off to share with you by using the code Kirk at checkout. So that's eggardwatches.com. Check them out and remember to apply the promo code to your order right there. Eggard Watches. Check them out. They love their country. Do it now. I'm going to begin by answering this question because it is the number one question that I receive when I travel, and it's the number one question we have here at freedom@charliekirk.com, by far number one. And I'm going to preface this by saying there is not an easy answer to this question. This is the most common and the hardest question that I get. And it's this from Kathy: Charlie, help. I work for a major state university. They just announced requirements for all students and staff to get the vaccine by August 15th. Didn't say what the consequences would be. I don't want this vaccine. My body, my choice. Oh, that only applies to women wanting abortions. My anxiety level tripled this morning with my employer's new requirement. To date, I have kept quiet to my work colleagues about my views on the virus, politics, or other opinions. My plan is to do nothing, say nothing. I won't report. But I fear August 15th and the fact I could be fired. I won't quit my job. They'll have to confront me personally about my vaccination status and fire me. Do I have an option if that happens? Thanks for listening. Kathy from Indiana. I must get 15 of these a day. What do I do? So first, I want to play some sound here. I think Connor compiled some sound of just kind of the general vaccine hysteria. And right before I went to the honeymoon, I said, you know what? What's the biggest splash I could make? I said, you know what? We're going to do a long episode on just vaccines. Do you know that 9 New York Yankees players have now tested positive for the Chinese coronavirus after getting the vaccine? Do you know that Bill Maher tested positive after he got the vaccine? And if you decided to get the vaccine, that's your own decision. And I hope it works out for you. I have decided not to get the vaccine. And I am going to protect every single person in any way that I can to say no from getting a jab in their arm from something concocted by pharmaceutical companies that I do not trust in a rushed fashion and in a way that I think is highly suspicious. But if you think it works. So the question is, what do you do about this? I could read so many other emails here of people that are talking about mandatory vaccinations. And here's what Eric Clapton said. He said, quote, I took the first jab of AZ and straight away had severe reactions, which lasted 10 days. I recovered eventually and was told it would be 12 weeks before the second one. Needless to say, the reactions were disastrous. My hands and feet were either frozen, numb, or burning, and pretty much useless for 2 weeks. I feared I would never be able to play the guitar again. But if you believe the vaccine works and you got the vaccine, then fine. I'm literally not going to judge you on that way. And it's probably one of the largest handouts ever to Big Pharma. Billions of dollars from Big Pharma. From Forbes, it says how the COVID-19 vaccine injected billions into Big Pharma and made its executives very rich. I have a special place of contempt for Big Pharma. Their profit model is completely dependent on addicting you on non-holistic methods or remedies, not looking for maybe getting more sleep or exercising or eating healthily. No, instead it's about addicting you to whatever concoction that their laboratories find. Now, let me say this. Not all innovations or products produced by pharmaceutical companies are bad. There are life-saving medications. Of course there are. But there's also a pill-pushing craze that has taken over our country. And I have a belief that is a populist belief, and some free market people think that I'm wrong here, but I'm going to say it anyway. You should not be allowed to advertise on cable television or anyway if you're a drug company. It should be illegal to advertise drugs, just like how it's illegal to advertise cigarettes. Now, some people say, well, Charlie, that's anti-free market. No, it's pro-human. That's what it is. I like markets because I like human beings. And if I see these commercials of these people frolicking through the meadows, and this grandfather smiling on his porch, and he has his grandson, and this deceptively edited, curated thing, and you look at what the drug actually does with its side effects, like, hold on a second, maybe if he just stopped going and eating saturated fats a couple days a week, maybe if he said no to the double whopper, by the way, what do they call a quarter pounder in France? A Royale with cheese. You know why? Because they're on the metric system. If you don't get that, you've missed out on one of the greatest cinema projects ever. Yes, there's a lot of swearing, and yes, it's somewhat graphic, but still, Pulp Fiction. Great movie. Maybe you should stop eating the Royale with cheese. Now, instead of that, we just pill push people. And again, I don't mean to, and if you're one of those people that takes a lot of pills, maybe it's the right decision for you. Again, I tend to have a standoffish approach on accusing anyone for their motives and why they do what they do in that. Instead, I think these pharmaceutical companies pushing this vaccine, I do not believe that they should have the benefit of good intentions. I don't. Now, this is the question, though. This is a very serious ethical dilemma, and it really gets fundamentally to what the problem with what the biggest problem with our culture right now is. And I've talked at length about this, and you've heard a lot of my speeches. Maybe you haven't, and you should check out the Charlie Kirk Show podcast if you haven't. I think you'd be, I think you'd enjoy it. Part of what we have to say there, we dive deep into these issues. We are not going to be able to take back our country and restore our country to greatness without regular people sacrificing. So I got a message from a lady the other day, and she decided to leave her job because of forced vaccinations. And she sent me the most beautiful text message. I want to just keep it private by her own wishes, where she said, I am the freest I have ever been. I will find another job. And I will find another source of income. But if I sacrificed my deeply held beliefs, my integrity for a paycheck, I would never be able to live with myself. Now, maybe you have a job that you value more than your integrity, or maybe you've just avoided the vaccine and it's not that important to you. Maybe it's just something that you've avoided and you're like, if I have to get it, I will, but they're going to have to hunt me down. Maybe that's your position. I know for me personally, I would quit or leave my job over this. That's me. I'm not saying you should do that. I'm saying that myself personally, I would not get the jab for a paycheck. I believe that one of the worst things a human being can do is to lie to themselves and to lie to the world. And of course, lie to your creator. Dishonesty, not being committed to things that are real or true within yourself and in the external world, creates a culture of deception and treachery, of lies, of despair, of backroom deals, of under-the-table behavior. So the question is right now, what do I do? I'm very careful not to give advice. But let me just ask you, there's a couple questions. What is your own integrity worth? Is it worth losing a job? Maybe it is. I have already said to one of these young, one of these women that contacted me, I said, I will give you, I will help you with your bills if you can't find another job. Now, that is not a standing offer to every one of our listeners. Okay. Bankrupt the Charlie Kirk Show. However, I will say this. People will help you. And if enough people rise up against this, you might be stunned and surprised how many people are feeling that as well. But the question really is, what are you willing to do to be true to yourself? With the ever-increasing numbers of makes, Fiat, Kia, and models, it is now impossible to stock all the parts you need on a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer, choosing the only brand his warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. Rockauto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. Rockauto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. Rockauto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Go to RockAuto.com right now to see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Charlie Kirk in there, "How'd you hear about us?" section. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Jen Rockwell. Hey, Charlie. I heard you mention the lady who left her job over forced vaccines. And she said it's the freest she's ever been. I pulled my kids out of public school to homeschool them, and my family is the freest we have ever been. Amazing how freedom permeates the areas where we remove other people's imposed control or demands over our lives. You must know who you are and why you believe what you believe, because if you forget that, no one else will know. If you do not know your own moral conscience and you allow others to dictate it for you, it will be lost in the sea of collectivist tyranny. Now, maybe staying and keeping that job is value for you. But here's what I encourage you to do if you're wrestling with this. Take out a piece of paper and write what is the most important value for you. So if you're a Christian, that value should be truth. For Christians, that is the ultimate value. We believe that Christ was truth. We believe that is the most important thing, and that will set you free. And there are other things that are important, but nothing as important as that. And obedience to that truth. And from that comes mercy and grace and forgiveness and honesty. Honesty similar to truth, but truth. And for that, for me, is I would not violate or lie for convenience. And by the way, this is an ethical dilemma that is wrestled all throughout the scriptures. And a friend of mine from Chicago is messaging me here. And he says that he believes that these vaccines are different than the vaccines that kids had growing up. And this is just a question. If all these state universities And this is the most important question. I want to thank my friend from Chicago for sending this. He's a very wise person. This is the best point that I've heard. My goodness. If all these state universities and your employers are mandating vaccines, here's the greatest piece of wisdom you can say. Why have almost half of NIH, CDC employees not taken the vaccine? If your employer is requiring the vaccine, why has only half of the CDC taken the vaccine? What do they know that we don't know? So let me get this straight. They want to have private businesses be forced to have the vaccine, but the Center for Disease Control, their employees are saying no to the vaccine. Do they know something? I'm not sure. Maybe they're just taking their time. Maybe they're taking a waltz and being very deliberate. I don't know. That's a very important question, I could tell you. That if the people that are in charge of administering it aren't taking it themselves, why should you be forced to take it? And we'll probably never get a full answer to that question. And some people are calling these experimental vaccines. You can look at it yourself. All I know is that more people have died of complications to the vaccine than died at 9/11. That's according to the vaccine reporting board that is public. Fauci's testimony said that a bit more than half when he asked how many NIH employees have taken the vaccine. CDC director said about the same. And they've had access to it. So if our own public health officials will not take the vaccine, you should not be forced to. So here's my piece of advice. If truth matters to you and you do not want to be forced to violate your beliefs, hold the line. I'm not saying that I know what's best for every person. I'm saying what I would do. And I will have your back. If anyone here on this program gets fired or you know someone that gets fired because you were forced to have the vaccine, send me your stories. We will not tolerate that. Some people are asking, what is happening right now in the city of Chicago with Mayor Lori Lightfoot? Mayor Lori Lightfoot has said that she only wants to do interviews with people of color. We have a question here from Steve from McHenry, Illinois. Charlie, how can it be legal what Mayor Lori Lightfoot is doing? It might be legal, but it's so immoral and reprehensible. Let's play some tape and walk through it here. Let's go to cut 110. Mayor Lori Lightfoot, play tape.
It's way past time for the City Hall Press Corps and the people that do the hiring and make the decisions to get the memo. We are in a time where we're having a powerful and important conversation around systemic racism in every institution. And the press and the media can't be exempt from that conversation.
So Mayor Lori Lightfoot is now saying she'll only grant interviews to black and brown journalists, which is an unbelievably racist thing to say. What about Asian journalists? Why does Mayor Lori Lightfoot not like Asian people or Jews? There's a lot of Jewish people in the journalist profession. Mary Lori Lightfoot, is she an anti-Semite? Cut 111, she defends the indefensible, granting interviews only to black and brown journalists. Cut 111.
When we are looking at the two-year anniversary of my inauguration, as a woman of color, as a lesbian, it's important to me that diversity is put front and center. If I, as the black woman mayor, the first ever, don't challenge us, the collective us, to do better, to really make sure that in every institution it reflects the diversity and nuance and texture of our city, then shame on me.
So Mary Lori Lightfoot says that you can only talk to me if you're a certain skin color. There's a word for this. It's a word that I was raised, I'm from Chicago, suburbs of Chicago, and I was always raised to believe that discrimination was evil. I remember a time in America when you used to discriminate based on skin color, we used to call you a racist. Now Mary Lori Lightfoot believes that if you do not have the proper skin color, ye not allowed within my kingdom to ask me a question. So instead of saying, you know what, I'm only going to have journalists that are smart or fair, write good articles, are honest, she says, no, the price of entry will be if you look like me. Could you imagine if Donald Trump said he will only grant interviews to white journalists? He would be called a racist. Could you imagine when Donald Trump visited Missouri and says, you know what? I want to have journalists that represent the texture and the color of Missouri, as Mary Lori Lightfoot says, for Chicago. CNN guest Lynn Sweet. I've got to meet Lynn Sweet. I've always thought she was kind of fair, but she's been going down this radical rabbit hole. It's been very interesting to see how some of these journalists the last couple of years, I don't think they even realize how radical they're becoming because they just keep on having the same sort of Zoom calls and they keep getting moved in this direction. Next thing you know, they're Bolsheviks. Cut 112.
Well, John, I just want to say from the beginning, I am not troubled by this. I've been part of the Chicago Press Corps for a long, long time. And Lori Lightfoot did not say anything that we did not know. So what's going on, John? For one day, she's trying to shake everybody up and shine a spotlight on the lack of diversity in the City Hall Press Corps.
Now, one of the things that critical race theorists believe, like Ibram X. Kendi and Robin DiAngelo and Ta-Nehisi Coates and the people teaching your children, is that current discrimination will fix prior discrimination. So, for example, a Jewish journalist is not allowed to ask Lori Lightfoot a question because we must discriminate against Jews to try to make way for black journalists. That is a belief of critical race theory, that the only way to right the wrong of something prior, even though that wrong is unspecified and disconnected from the person that's currently living, is to now make people feel pain today. So here's a question. Will the mayor of Chicago only allow black waiters to serve her? Will the mayor of Chicago only have blacks on her staff? Will the mayor of Chicago only have black security guards? And does she want everyone to all of a sudden and only look through racial lens? Ibram X. Kendi says, quote, "The defining question is whether the discrimination is creating equity or inequity. If discrimination is creating equity, then it is anti-racist." This is Newspeak. "If discrimination is creating inequity, then it is racist. The only remedy to pass discrimination is anti-racist discrimination. The only remedy to past discrimination is present discrimination. The only remedy to present discrimination is future discrimination." And here is the ultimate question for Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Will you divorce your white wife? That's the real question. Mayor Lori Lightfoot is a lesbian. And if she's going to be discriminating against people, will she divorce her white wife? I thought diversity is your strength, Lori Lightfoot. Why are you marrying a white person? I thought that you want to play into this idea that identity politics is everything. Now, of course, it would be absurd to say that. But we're living in the land of the absurd and the insane and against things that are rational and reasonable. So that's my take on the Lori Lightfoot situation. You guys have heard me talk about MyPillow before. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. You guys know Mike Lindell, and if you want to support Mike Lindell and get a beautiful pillow, very comfy, and you know they won't go flat, you can wash and dry them at any time, then you got to go to MyPillow.com. They're made in America for a limited time, and Mike is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's $40 savings. All my pillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listeners tab and use promo code Kirk. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper. So go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Let's get to another question here. You guys can email me in real time, freedom@charliekirk.com. From Derek. "Hey, Charlie, how can we as conservatives fight against a party and a media that doesn't play by the rules to protect our rights, freedoms, and give power back to the people? Personally, I'm trying to focus on local elections, but difficult to find due to lack of resources. I come across Derek from Arizona." Well, Derek, I can help you in Arizona. Well, you're exactly right. The activist media is doing everything they can to work with government to destroy our rights and our freedoms. In fact, I'm going to play a clip here. 107, MSNBC founder and current Newsweek editor-at-large Tom Rogers. This is like one of the most bizarre pieces of television I've seen in recent memory. And you're exactly right here, Derek. And by the way, any question that I select that you guys email us, freedom@charliekirk.com, you get a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine, says this, that we need a scheme in which corporations will relocate liberal employees to swing states. This is how committed they are to redefining America. This is how focused they are on winning, is relocating companies, not for business purposes, not for profits, no, for changing the fabric of the political makeup of the state. Play tape.
You could easily give incentives to people to move to Florida, to Texas, to North Carolina, to Georgia, to Arizona. Nice weather, lower cost of living, lower taxes. And in so doing, probably accomplish a whole lot more in terms of demography and its ultimate impact without at all affecting profits of corporations.
So I hope Governor DeSantis, Governor Abbott are listening. And Governor DeSantis did a great job. Stop recruiting these businesses to your states. You have the MSNBC founder, Tom Rogers, on television, and Doug Ducey from Arizona, bragging that when these companies move into these states, they're going to change the makeup of those states towards a liberal direction. And what does he say? Oh, Florida has low taxes. I wonder why Florida has low taxes. Because people like you haven't been in charge. That's why. Florida has low taxes because they've kept a focus on their citizens, not on some sort of utopian dream that you're trying to accomplish. So, for example, Hewlett Packard moves their headquarters to Texas. These are, I call these people ribbon-cutting Republicans. They're always happy to post on their Twitter feeds pictures of them cutting ribbons of some technology company that redomiciles to their functioning conservative state to turn it into a mini California. Like Hewlett Packard. Governor Abbott should say, Hewlett Packard is not welcome in the state of Texas. Go somewhere else. You're going to bring liberal values, inflate our property property values. You're going to bring leftist ideas and corrupt our politics. Go away. You see, this is the type of progressive conservatism that I don't like. Not every business needs to be redomiciled to your current functioning state. It's not the ultimate value. Economic growth is not the most important thing. Of course, it's important. Obviously, it's important amongst other factors. Do not make a god out of GDP growth or a false idol out of profiteering. Instead, you should ask yourself, hold on a second. How many businesses are organically starting in the state of Texas? Are families getting bigger or smaller? Is church attendance going up? Is drug usage going down? Is suicide rates going down? Are wages going up? I guarantee you this, Hewlett Packard will do nothing of value for Texas except make it harder to live in whatever area they relocate to. They'll take over city councils, they'll fund politicians, and all the Hewlett-Packard executives, you know what they'll do? I bet they're moving to Austin. Houston. Oh, Harris County. Great. They're going to hate it there. But no, they're going to change it. They'll change it. That's what these parasites do. So Hewlett-Packard is going to move to Houston, Harris County, maybe to the Woodlands. Producer Connor's from that part of the area, part of the world. Maybe to the Galleria area, right? Maybe West Houston. And then all of these executives are going to buy these big McMansions in Houston for a low cost of living, and they're going to start hosting fundraisers. And all these Hewlett-Packard executives are going to host fundraisers for local elections, for congressional elections. Next thing you know, Texas will become a legitimate battleground state because ribbon-cutting Republicans like Greg Abbott are welcoming the social justice warrior technology firms to states that are working so the parasites can take them over because they want to maximize profits because they already destroyed California. Red state governors should not be welcoming these left-wing companies. Instead, say, you're not welcome here. We're going to go start our own businesses around values that matter and things that are eternal that do not change. Progressive republicanism and conservatism will die with the political futures of Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney. When you make a god out of corporate growth, you will always be playing on the left's terms. There's a lot of questions we're getting around this topic that I want to get to, which is around what's happening to the United States military. There's a question we got here, freedom@charliekirk.com, and congratulations, you get a signed copy of my book. Good morning, Charlie. I'm in the United States Marines. I'm an enlisted member with only a couple Marines under my charge. I've been in the military for almost 9 years. I've been almost under three different commanders and sergeant majors. I've been to three different commands and deployed to the 5th Cent Fleet and CENTCOM. I've never been more ashamed of the United States or the military like I am now. But I cannot stand up in a crowded place on a base and point out my views. I can't talk to the people about it either because Marines live on a mission, first mindset with no politics. But politics have found their way into the Marine Corps. Starting with the office administration of Mr. Biden, on January 20th, the second and third order effects of the Department of Defense mandated an extremism training to happen. I can't risk coming up publicly and posting crazy things on Facebook because the military is supposed to be used as a political platform, but I'm just so frustrated. I wanted you to hear that there are a lot of guys like me that want this stuff to end. We want extremism training and feministic ideology and LGBTQ stuff to stop infiltrating the military. Because if we were to go to war right now, America would lose a lot of lives because we could do anything worth mentioning. America looks weak. I'd love to hear back what we should do in the military. Respectfully sent, Staff Sergeant. You're in a very difficult position because the military, by definition, it's not like any other job. It is hierarchical. It is focused on discipline and orders and a common goal. This is exactly why the left is trying to destroy the military. They're using confusing tactics. Gender confusion, for example, racial confusion. This is why I push back against this garbage that diversity is always our strength. Diversity is not always our strength. I said this at a speech recently and everyone loses their mind. Well, not the people that I spoke to. They liked it. But look, racial diversity, of course, can be a strength. That's not the only type of diversity. And so let's just use an example that we'd all be familiar with, which is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Tom Brady. If Tom Brady called a play and they're in the huddle and he says, okay, we're going to be going to sweep right and make sure the left guard pulls. And next thing you know, Rob Gronkowski just runs right down the field like it's a Hail Mary and doesn't do his block. And he comes back to the huddle and it's a loss of 6 yards. You say, Gronk, what was that all about? No. Diversity is our strength, Tom. I decided that we were not going to act unified or together or within a common goal. My opinion matters. My truth matters. Diversity is our strength. And of course, they only talk about racial diversity, but what about linguistic diversity? Is linguistic diversity one person's strength? If no one could communicate with each other, if no one could find common values, Aristotle said, we are the speaking beings, our ability to have common nouns, our ability to interface with values, our ability to learn language quickly and to process it and to say, this is how we view the natural world and the spirit and the soul of human beings. Well, if you have linguistic diversity at all costs, diversity is our strength, and no one knows what anyone is saying, can you really have unity? No, of course not. You have differences. So differences can empower. Differences can be interesting. Differences can add complexity and, yes, beauty to the world. Without differences, we're all just a bunch of automatons, and that's no fun. However, the incantation of repeating that no matter what, diversity will always be a strength, and never saying that we are going to have commonality or any sort of agreement as a strength, especially in the United States military, where by definition, you do not want diversity for diversity's sake, not racial diversity, media matters, okay? I'm talking about ideological diversity. Or how about this? Cultural diversity. You really want cultural diversity in the United States military? You want someone that says, you know, I actually hate the country. The United States military would be the one place where ideological diversity is probably not the most important thing. You need, by definition of the military, the ability to conquer massive objectives quickly. You don't have time for disagreement or for dialogue or for dissent. That's not the place of the military, but that's exactly why they're trying to infiltrate it. And that's why they're trying to destroy it. So what do you do? I'm afraid to this young man that sent me this email, there's not a lot of options. It's up to our leaders, our senators, our congresspeople, and God willing, our generals to stand up against this nonsense, because if they truly do take over the aircraft carriers, the missiles, the bullets, and the Marines, it's going to be very hard for us to counter that. But I still hold the belief that the rank and file are with us, and it's the suits, not the boots, that are pushing this garbage. So maybe quietly and softly find people that agree with you and push back where you can. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your questions, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.